Mm-hmm. I've never had that. I've heard people say that.
Well, there's two kinds of them, though. The red one's the best, red roots. Red rooted.
Mm-hmm.
Sassafras. There's a white sassafras. Oh. They ain't as strong and good as red.
Red's better? What are some kinds of trees that you have around here?
Well, we have several different kinds. Poplar, oak, hickory, and pine, and dogwoods, and sourwoods, and different kinds of oaks. Let's see, there are three kinds of white oaks.
Hmm. Gee.
Two kinds of post oak.
Hmm. You have sycamore here?
Sycamore, and elm,
mm-hmm.
and redbud.
What's the kind of tree that they say George Washington chopped down?
Cherry.
You have any of those here?
Yeah, we've got a lot of cherry.
Hmm. And do you know the name of
mulberries?
Hmm. Do you know the name of a bush that has berries that get red early in the fall and it grows along by the road and it has its leaves turn bright red and sometimes they used to use it for tanning leather? Some people say it's poison.
I've got a red haw tree down here along the road.
Well, did you ever hear of
shoemake? Got thorns on it.
You ever hear of shoemake or sumac?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How do you say that?
Shoemake.
Shoemake. Is that what I'm describing with red berries?
It's too, yeah, that's
it. Is it poison?
I don't know.
Hmm.
What? I don't think so. Now, you asked me a question a while ago and that made me think of it. Now, why is shoemake? Bark. It's good for arising, make poultice.
Oh, uh-huh.
White shoemake bark.
I didn't know that. It'll draw the...
Mm-hmm. Push out.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Good for arising, boil.
What are some things that will make...
That's white shoemake. Now, there's two kinds of shoemake, white and red.
Mm-hmm. And the red won't do that.
Well, I don't know, but the white will.
White will. How about... things that will make your skin break out if you touch them. A vine, maybe?
Poison oak.
Anything else?
I don't know. They say this are cowhage. Hmm?
Cowhage breaks out some
cowhage,
people.
It's flame, but it never did bother me.
Hmm.
There's plenty of it here.
Really? What are some berries that grow around here? Berries.
Well, there's raspberries and blackberries and dewberries and huckleberries and gooseberries. And
do you have those big red ones that people make shortcake out of?
Strawberry?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I've got a pack of strawberries. I had some this year.
Mm. Okay.
She's got some trouble.
Do you have the kind of bush that blooms in the late spring and it has big clusters of pink and white flowers? Laurel or mountain laurel, you have that?
No, I don't think it's any mountain laurel. We have buckeye, and you have to go to the mountain to get that.
Mm-hmm. How about rhododendron? Do you have those?
Huh?
Rhododendron?
I don't know about that.
How about a big flowering tree that has great big shiny leaves and great big white flowers and grows real tall? Magnolia, do you know that?
Yeah, that's magnolia around here.
Mm-hmm.
Is big enough here in town. Well, my neighbor's got a young one coming on to set out.
Mm-hmm.
Magnolia.
Okay, this next
it
part...
It smells awful good, too. And
yeah.
Bloom, too.
This next part is about names of family members, and I think some of these you've already said, but I'll ask them anyhow in case we missed some. If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind, she would say, I must ask my...
parents?
Well, she's married, so she'd ask her...
Before she's married?
No, after she's married.